What began as a family party, now described as a national tragedy. Flames tore through this home in the densely populated Jabalia refugee camp in northern Gaza Strip. Neighbors say they could hear screaming, but the fire was so intense they couldn't help those trapped inside.
I was sleeping in the living room that looks out to my neighbors. I was asleep with my five-year-old and I heard people screaming, so I woke up. Our brothers in the civil defense arrived, tried to enter the apartment but couldn't. They had no masks and no oxygen tanks, and the people burned inside, and until that moment, we still didn't go even 1 meter into the apartment.
The dead are all believed to be of the Abu Rayya family. They were gathering to celebrate a birthday and welcoming home their father, who obtained a PhD overseas. But now, their home is just a wreck of charred walls and black suits.
There was a large amount of fuel on location, which acted as a fire hazard. Teams of firefighters quickly rushed to the scene and the civil defense opened an immediate investigation.
The civil defense teams faced great difficulty in containing the enormous fire. A large number of fire brigade officers and Palestinian police rushed to the scene and had to use a lot of equipment to put out the flames and to prevent it from spreading to neighboring homes and areas.
Those who survived the blaze have been rushed to local hospitals. Israel maintains a blockade of Gaza, but says it will help those in need of medical treatment. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas says the victims will be remembered with a day of national mourning. Yumna Seed, Al Jazeera, Gaza.